Hi. Are we on? Okay. Good. Just 1 second. Okay. Good. We're holding here in it's a Tesamid base in Saita. We saw last time the Indian of the Enayim, Chotabe Enayim, and so on. So let's take a look at the next piece. It is Chof in the by me it's this in the Seder of the in Yaakov it's piece Chof. Tana Rabbanan. Shimshim Ein of Marad. Shnemayam Shimsha Oviv Oisakach Ki Yeshor Be'enai Lefikach Nokra Plishnas Ein of Shem Yechzu Plishnam Yenakris Ein of. So Lemais, the fact that he was, since he was married Beinov, that's why he was Ninash Beinov. Eini voksiv avim al yado ki mashem hu ki teinu mevakesh mepleshtim. So the Gemara says ki ozal mias basi yashas einav ozal. So a few things without the moral, just a few things pushed in the Chazal over here are pretty incredible nekudas. First of all, the Chazal say over here. The Maaseh says Kim Hashem Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to do it. It was set up by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be to sort of bring in bring the Kam on the Plishtim. So how do you have a tain on him? And the Gemara answers on that because the Ki Ozal Mio Basi Yashus Einav Ozal. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu had plotted it, but he went because he thought it was the right thing to do. It was his problem. So you see over here, even many times when it says Chazal, that a person that was planned by Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it's all part of a big plan, it's true. But Me'idach Gisa, a person has Bechira, and if a person misuses Bechira, even if he carries out Ratzon Hashem, but Lemaisa, he will be held accountable for what he thought he was doing wrong. Same thing by Yehuda. All of these places where it's Bimeni Yatsa, we never take into account the fact that this is Ratzin Hashem in the person's Maisim. There's the world of Maisim, and if it was Usser. And if the person did it with the intent of Isser, in other words, as far as he's concerned, he did it because he fell for his taiva, then he's called accountable for it. That's one nekuda that's very interesting, Chazal here. Two.
Is this a question on that? Sounds like he was predisposed for it.
Correct. Right. But even if it's predisposed, so if the person is an onus, then onus akhon patri. If he's not an onus, which he wasn't, obviously if he's held accountable for it, then he's held accountable. You're right. He was. It sounds like that he was shayach to it, but tachlis the Torah's megal. I mean, I once heard this from Chaska Bramsky. Said a shir. Chaska would say things very mesudah, very organized, and he made a statement that anytime we can't overcome the Itzahara, there is no obligation. Leharaya from Yifastor. Yifastor. It says the Torah dibra keneged Yetzahara, that if he knew that we couldn't, it wouldn't be shaykh to totally restrain. So then he didn't give us the, you know, he was matrid. So you see that wherever Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us a test and he holds us accountable, it must be that we have the ability to overcome it. That's clear, and that's what Chazal is saying here. Ki ozel mi abasi yashaseinu. One more point. This is a lot of farshim point out. He's at some very, you know, looking at a woman is an iser lahanoso, but it's certainly not the catastrophic iser that we're talking about. He lived with her, and he took her as a wife, and that's where the problem was. And the answer is the shoresh was the Torah said, where did this problem start? The problem started with his relying on his eyes. It had a lot more to do with his saying, I know what's right, as opposed to the taiva. Every person has different, you know, the same act done by a few people can come with a different slip up. He slipped up in a different area. It was because he relied on his own sense of things that he was nechshel. So the eyes are the one that did the avera. And one more point I saw that's made also, and this also I think it says holachacha einov. It's not because he found her attractive, and that's why he was faulted. The pasuk says ki he yeshur be'enai. In other words, had he told himself, I'm very attracted to this woman, then first of all, he may not have fallen in, or at least he would not have been mekalkel his das with it. So if a person says, you know, this item here looks very delicious to eat, despite the fact that the heksha is dubious. So at least as long as a person keeps it that way, he may be nichsol because of his taiva, but he hasn't destroyed some vital inner ruchnistic sense. When a person comes along and he says, ki yeshurahi beinai, she looks to me extremely chashev. He doesn't say taiva, which would be the normal melitza for these things, but rather he says over ki yeshurahi beinai, that's when it's the simon that the person actually destroyed something, some ruchnistik. He translated his physical taiva into some sort of ruchnistik thing, and that's where there's a problem. I think that's it's a very strong point over here. Okay. So then, weiter. Tanya, Rabbi Oyma Shimshon Tchilos Kilkulei Ba'aza Lefikach Lokach Ba'aza. Tchilos Kilkulei Ba'aza Chseveyal Shimshon Azata Ve'yal Shemisha Zayna Lefikach Lokach Ba'aza Kidechsev Ayuridu Sazata Vaksev Ve'yal Shim Timnos Ve'yal Shim Nosa Tchilos Kilkulei Milu Ba'aza Havit. So the Gemara says because it was in Aza, therefore he was held accountable in Aza. Now, Pashtas, it's not like the saying that his kilka was in the iron and therefore that. It's not a remez ledava that b'mokema aresha shama mishpat. The Maral says over here, I say go to Maral, but chilz kilkuloi, yesh kol adasu lohovin Hashem azeh, she ascholas kilkuloi ba'aza, she loshen az v'choizek, ki b'midaza is hoisech et shimshin. So we're going to see this in the next piece also, but he says over here that it's a the Aza is something that is not just the name of a place, but Mikra, and you know, it happened here, so it happened here. The name Azovir means something, it's meaningful in the context. And he says that Shimshin was a pchina of Az v'choizik. there's some element here, and we'll see next piece of Midas Adin. And therefore, that's where his kilka was. And that's where it's his onish came. You see it in the psukim. It says the marker for Shimshon in the pasuk in the Torah in the brachas in Vayechi. So it says over here. Don Yodin Amoy Ka'achat Shifti Yisrael. The first thing about Don is that he's going to be a Shoifit. Ke'achat Shifti Yisrael. So the Rashi says, Don Yodin Amoy Yinkrim Nikas Amoy Plishtim, Kwek Yodin Hashem Amoy. So the Midas Hadin creates Nekama. That's the Kudu 1. Ke'achat Shifti Yisrael. So he has two pshat me here. One is that Kol Yisrael Yia Ke'echad Imoy Beskulam Yadin. So he was a b'chin of a sheifet. Oydeh Shefarash Ke'achad Shef Yisrael means like David HaMelech. So Shimshin was a ke'ilu, a parallel to David HaMelech. Rashi says later, he brings the Chazal, Yisrael Kibisa Hashem, that Yaakov thought that this is the Melech HaMashiach, and when he fell, he said, that's it. I give up hope, you know, this one is also falling, Yisrael Kibisa Hashem. So somewhere, Shimshin is a Zelu Masev David HaMelech. And what seems to strike about him especially is the Midas Hadin Shaboy. Don Yodin Amoy Kechet Shifti Yisrael, that he has a Midas Hadin, he's going to be done. That's the Nekuda. And Kechet Shifti Yisrael would be that he's parallel to David. So Shimshin is coming mitzad a certain Gvura, mitzad Din, and we'll try to explain it in a minute. And he was nichshel with that. And that's why Tchilas Kilkule was in Aza, and Bemela he was needed in Aza. So let's see the next piece, then we'll try to give the hesbe for it. Next piece in the Maral is, let's see it first inside the in Yaakov. It says that he took mountains. Let's just see. Trying to use a different Seder a little bit. Let's take a look at, skip the second piece of a minute. He doesn't have anything on it, but I do want to come back to it. But let's look at what he has. Chaf Beis. V'atoch ruach Hashem lefame b'machnedon. Amar Reb Chama bar Reb Chanina Oisim Cholo Nivosar Yaakov Avinu Chsiv Yidon Nochash Alei Derek Lefamoy. Amar Reb Yitzhak Tver Reb Ami Melamed Shais Ruch HaKadosh Mekashkes Von of Kizug Bein Tzor Bein Eshtoel Amar Vasi Tzor Veshol Shnei Horem Gedolim Hoyu Ve'okron Shimshon Betoch Mezeh Bezeh. These are two mountains that Shimshon took and he ground one against the other. In other words, his Gevura expressed itself that he took two Horem and he ground them one against the other. Let's see what the Maral says here. V'tachon zeh b'zeh, inyan t'chinas horim b'tzad mitzad koyach midas adin. Asher b'koyach adin t'chna horim b'yu l'mishor. V'zeh shom v'tochon ruach Hashem l'famu machtedon b'yitzor b'n eshtorl, k'yad Hashem hoysa olov v'koyach zeh shoyah Hashem olov v'yit t'chna horim zeh b'zeh. The Maral says that David HaMelech's being Shimshon HaGibbah's being Teichin Horem Zeh B'Zeh is Keneged Midas Hadin, and that's Midas Hadin is that Mida that is able to be Teichin Horem. You find it a lashon like that in the Gemara. The Gemara speaks about Din. The Gemara says Yikov Hadin Es Hahar, that Midas Hadin slices straight through a mountain. It sort of tunnels through a mountain. You also find the musik of Oike Harim versus Sinai, which are Oike Harim is somebody who's mafalpo, and Sinai is somebody who knows a lot. So knowing a lot would be ki'ilu, the mida of chesed, let's call it, whereas the Oike Harim would be a getter of Midas Hadin. So let's understand what that is exactly, and let's understand his kilkel. Midas Hadin reduces things to their essence, no matter how much stuff is piled up. In other words, when I tell somebody to cut through the chase, to cut to the chase, when I speak very sparingly, when I deal with things exactly the way you worked for 10 and a half hours, you will, and each hour I pay $10, so you will get exactly $105, not a penny more, not a penny less. In other words, it's something which reduces things to the core metzias, v'suloi, no fluff. The Midas Hadin Ish is synonymous with midas adin, because it reduces everything to its very core. So you see a big block of wood over here, but this block of wood is mostly air and water. When I burn it, I'm left with a tiny bit of exactly of essence, so to speak, and the rest of it is gone with the wind. That's the koyach of midas adin. So midas adin takes things and it reduces them to their metzias. So yikav adin sahar means there's a big mountain. If I'm to deal with what is, then I have to go up the mountain and down the mountain. If I deal with the way the line should be, that as the crow flies, I go straight through the mountain. There's between A and B, even if there's a mountain, I go straight through it. That is midas hadin. Midas hadin means that when I'm being done somebody, ein l'dayin amashen avros, basher husham, it's critical that I size up the situation exactly as it is. When I have a din Torah between two people in front of me, and one of them is poor and one of them is rich, I can't make the cheshbon say, well, this guy can afford to lose $100 without any problems, and this guy, it's a yes parnasa, so I will give it to him. That's awesome. Midas din has midas din. You know, you can stock it as one thing, midas din is another thing. So really, midas din has that nekuda in it. And Melech HaMashiach, who is a shefet, a melech is a shefet also. And a malchus of Mashiach could have come. Malchus can come, it's midas din. That is Shimshon, who is a shefet. His shefet is called Dan. It says that Dan comes from the fact that Leah said, she was Dan herself and said, now my sister is not even going to be, Akash Baruch was Dan and he figured out what's right and so on. So Dan comes from Midas Adin, and therefore his Gibor was Dan Yodin, he's the parallel of Melech HaMashiach. Who David HaMelech comes with Rachmim. Yehuda is Lahoris Derech Lebal Tshuva. Bal Tshuva is the greatest chesed there is. And Midas Adin is the biggest Toveya it demands. The most important Mida in Midas Adin is A, the eyes. You know, like I said before, Ein L'dayin Al Mashein of Ro'os. I need to see exactly what it is. I need to size up the situation as it is, not to be fooled by other things. So a lawyer will try to get people's emotions all up, and he looks at the jury and asks himself, what does the jury like to hear? And he presents a little presentation to get them their emotions worked up. And a judge is presumably supposed to cut away the emotions and look at the facts and see what's going on over here. So the ayin is the most important. And the word yosher is the mida most associated with the eye. In other words, to be able to see the distortions, almost by definition, are not yosher. So when I tell it straight as it is, the way we say it, that's yasher. This is exactly as it is. If I beautify a bit, add a bit, and so on, that's not yasher. I extended the lines, expanded the lines, and so on. So the kilkel that Dunn had was a kilkel that went directly to the midah that he was supposed to represent. When he said, ki yeshura hi be'enai, so that's a kilkel in din. So now you see things as very different. There's an old Jewish joke about a guy was hiring accountants. So he calls the first one and asks him, how much is 2 and 2? So he says, 4. So he says, you're too honest for me. He calls the second one, how much is 2 and 2? He says, 5. He says, you don't know your math. Finally, he calls the third candidate, how much is 2 and 2? He answers, what would you like it to be? Well, how much would you like it to be? the minute you put in the minute you put in shochat, that distorts that meter of dina yashus, then it's completely gone. It's one centimeter off from yashus. It's not midas a din anymore. The difference, the overwhelming difference between din and tshuva is, or chesed, or tshuva, or rachmim, better than chesed probably, is rachmim allows for mistake, it allows for coming back, it allows for some tikkun. Din doesn't. Din is either or. Either it's 1,000% right, or it's 1,000% wrong. There's no margin for error in the ultimate din. And therefore, his koyach was midas adin, that was his metzias, and when he was nichshel midas adin, everything was lost. It's interesting also, he's compared to a nachash. He says, yehi don nachash aleder shvifa le'orach, anoyshech yikvei sus v'yipol roch v'yich v'ochar. The nachash is, in a certain sense, the test of Adam HaRishon. The nachash is the one, it comes from the midah of din, to test Adam, to see, is Adam all that he's made out to be? And the nachash was there to test that. If Adam would not be nispata, then it's a sign that Adam is yasher, and then, you know, it says, well, kimboros Adam yasher, and Adam would have passed with flying colors. The minute the Hema Bikshu Cheshbon is Ram, the minute he was able to get Adam to go off, then Adam became the Kulkul, and he could no longer go straight to Gan Eden. He had to go round and about for the next few thousand years to get back to where he was before. That's the sincere. But what's extraordinary is it's a parallel Mahalach of Geula. And it's something that was able, that was kilu a havamina, zelu maser with David HaMelech, and it didn't work out because of this. Okay, let's see a little bit more.
So it's just a question?
Yeah, sure.
Moshe Rabbeinu, he was the Yikov Hadine Sahar man. So why isn't he in this? Why is David HaMelech in it and not Moshe Rabbeinu? Because he's the din. He's the man of din, right?
So Moshe Rabbeinu is very different. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't go into Lamashal. You have four wheels of the Merkava, which are the three of us and David. The girl, Moshe Rabbeinu, he has two roles. Moshe Rabbeinu Beter is giving the Torah. Kaviyochel is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shliach to give it to us. So he's coming from Lamala. B'Teiras Goyal of Klal Yisrael, David HaMelech supersedes that. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Goyal Rishon, but the Goyal Achron is David. So Moshe Rabbeinu is giving the Torah as Ki'ilu as a Tzir Ne'eman. He's a Shliach from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shechinim Da'aber, Slach Grono. David HaMelech is take Klal Yisrael and brings him back to the Torah. But Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who gives the Torah. So Moshe is really coming mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not mitzad Klal Yisrael's internal movement. Okay, I skipped a piece here. I want to go back to it. And this, the Maharal doesn't speak about it, but they think there's a very, very important pieces over here. V'yi achekein v'yav ish v'nachal shoyek v'shmod lila. Tana, Rabbi Oime, il moli nikra shmod lila v'yi ha'isa shetikor d'lila. So even though he says her name is Delila, because it's very, very fitting that she's called Delila. Why? Because Dildula Koychoi, Dildula Liboy, Dildula Maisa. She uprooted his Koach. She uprooted his heart. And it's meisim. Dilu akoyche d'chseva yosakoyche ma'olav, dilu talibo d'chseva tar, dilu kihigid l'askaliboy, dilu l'maisov, yisakos shkini menu. Yichsivu lo yoda k'ashem sorry menu. So Rashi says over here that the word dildala comes from the word sha'okra, m'y avne ha'ar shini daldalu. L'chura, there's another way to learn the word dildala. First of all, miloshen dalus, which means to impoverish. The word it close to the word to modern Hebrew ledalel, which means to dilute something. And in the Lashon of the Gemara, dildala liboy, dildala maisav, dildala kochet says vayasa kochem olav. So it's sort of to drain out, to take out. So I would like to explain it more der pshat maybe. When we talk about arayas, so a person has a person has a reservoir of koach, and a person will focus his koach where his heart is. So let's take an example. Let's take none of these examples. Let's take a person has a tremendous cheshek for horse racing. So he's passionate about it, and it absorbs his entire energy, focus, personality, and so on. So two things happen. He has no cheshek and tshuka for something else, and he has no koach for something else, because this becomes something that absorbs the person totally. When a person, when Chazal speak about the Zohar Kodesh speaks about arayas, that if there wouldn't be Yitzhar of arayas, there would not be a cheshek for learning. There would not be a chedvus of Shmaitza. What it means is learning, a person can become passionate about learning and b'meila put his entire mitzias into it. So passion, which means my tshuka, my cheshek, and all my kochos go hand in hand. One is sort of the missile head, and one is the force that goes with it. Arayas is something. So if Shimshon is called a gibor, a balkoyach, arayas is something that absorbs the person's koach, because it takes his heart and all his energies with it. So when he was misled by her, the gedola. So let's say a person is nichshol in macholos asuris chas v'shalom, it doesn't have that effect of absorbing the person. And some problems came to my life and so on, but it doesn't have that problem of absorbing. The Rambam, when he speaks about learning and Ava, he speaks about Torah, that Ba'avasa Tiske Tomid, that it says like a person who's in love and his mind is constantly infatuated by it, and it's every waking minute that's what he thinks about, he's absorbed by, and so on. A person can have that same thing in Torah. The Rambam speaks about people being like Moshe Rabbeinu. The reason why he was perished from his wife was because he was totally absorbed in Tzur Elamim. He was Dovak in Tzur Elamim, and therefore there was no room for anything else. So anytime a person is Dovak in something, then nothing else happens. The mida so all of that tremendous koyach. The Rambam says that a person drains his koyach because of nashim. So the Rambam means it more physically, but tachlis in mitzad the pnimius, it certainly is true. It's a very strong tshuka, and if it takes a person, it drains him totally. He says over here an amazing thing. The Chazal tell us. Dildala Maisov, the stalker shinimenet of Siv, who lo yoda kashem sormi olav. He didn't know that he had lost Hashras Hashchina. That's incredible. It means that he was so absorbed, the other thing, he didn't even realize that it was missing. Mashma Davadaima, imagine a person is busy doing something and he forgets it was something else. He was sent to go to place A, or he has a chore to go to place A. He forgot that he went to place B. Okay, we understand that. But imagine a person is carrying a package, and he's so involved in getting to point A, he got himself so worked up, he puts the package down, forgets he put it down, completely forgot about it, and went to place A, and doesn't even realize he's missing the package. That's an incredible amount of absorption in whatever he's doing. It says he didn't realize that he was missing Hashoras HaShechina. That's an incredible amount of, I don't know what exactly, how it feels, but whatever it is, it's somebody that Kosh Baruch Hu Shei Ruach Nevuah Shara in a person. The Rambam says on Ruach HaKodesh, which is a Darga Loa, that a person realizes that he's no longer the person that he was. That's the hallmark of Ruach HaKodesh. If he didn't realize that, that means he totally lost his entire Metzias. He was so absorbed in everything else. That's the Koyach of Araya specifically. Okay, we'll hold it here. Any questions, any points? Any? Yeah. Okay, so next time I'd like to do it. Again, there's another piece over here in Chaf Aleph in the En Yaakov that he doesn't talk about, but I think it's important to speak about. He speaks about the Kormit of Emes and Lomafich and Ravatola. It's good to look at it, and then in the Hemshech, the Maral is Meirich again a lot in Shimshon and so on. Okay. Shabbos.
Shabbos, Yishak.
Shabbos, thank you.
Thanks, Rabbi.
Shabbos. Thank you. Good Shabbos. Shabbos. I'm not going to be saying anything.